I had heard on the radio that three men had escaped from the state prison about 50 miles away. We live out in the country, me, my husband, and our two teenage children. But I wasn't worried because the news said they were headed west and we lived east. So when the knock came on the door, I wasn't too concerned. We're a good Christian family and always like to help out our neighbors and even strangers. So when the man knocked on the back door and said that he had skidded off the road and dropped his phone in the snow, and could he use our phone, I said, yes, of course. So I invited him into the kitchen and let him use the phone. I wanted to give him some privacy, so I went back into the living room to join my husband, our 16-year-old daughter, Sarah, and our 14-year-old son, Phil, who were watching TV. My favorite show was on, and I wanted to see the ending. Little did I know that while I was watching TV, our guest, if you can call him that, had opened the back door and let in his two buddies. They were the escaped convicts we'd heard about. I heard a lot of noise coming out of the kitchen, but before I could get up, these three big guys entered the living room and said, "Do what we tell you, and nobody has to get hurt." I was terrified. My husband tried to get up off the couch and knock these men in the kisser, but they were armed with kitchen knives, and he soon realized it was a lost cause. So he sat back down, and we all just waited for them to make the next move. The biggest guy, I heard him called Bill, said how they had just escaped prison, where they had been in for several years on charges of rape and robbery. They said how they hadn't been with a real woman for all that long time, and how they missed being with a real woman. Bill said as how they were tired of jacking off or fucking new inmates in the arse or making them suck their cocks, and now they were needy for a real woman to fucking suck their cocks, and how me and my daughter were looking pretty good to them. Hubby tried to get up again and defend us, but the second guy, Jack, just smacked him in the head until he fell unconscious on the floor. I could see it was up to me to save my family, but what could a poor mother do? I was not strong like these men, who obviously used the prison system to lift weights and build up their muscles. I spent my time baking pies and cookies, and eating them, too. But I had to do something, so I told the men that if they left me and my family alone, especially my daughter, that I would bake them a berry pie and some chocolate chip cookies to take with them. I would even lend them our family car. The tank was already full, and I said they could make a clean getaway and that we wouldn't tell anybody they had ever been here. Well, I didn't realize that I had said something so funny because the men just started laughing and laughing and said it wasn't my cookies they were after. That they were men with basic male needs, only more so. And they hadn't fucked a woman nor come inside her cunt in more than 5 years. And since there were two women in the house, they were going to remedy the situation pronto. They had some catching up to do. One of the guys, the short, fat, older one, they called him Stubby, went over to sit on the couch next to my daughter, Sarah. Now, Sarah is 16. She is a tall girl, and her figure is already filled out. She wears a size double D cup bra, if that gives you some idea. And she has full hips and long brown wavy hair. One look at Sarah with her long legs, green eyes, pearly white teeth and dimples, and you just know that she's a heartbreaker. And she also reeks of sex. Why, her father and I have often told her that she can't wear fashionable clothes like other girls her age because her tits are too big and she stretches out her necklines and all you can see is her cleavage. That, together with a tight stomach and shapely ass and long legs and, I mean, the girl is just built for sex. She takes after me in that regard, though my mature tits are bigger. They come in at double F cup bra size, and my ass is curvier and a little bigger, but I can still turn heads down at the country club on Saturday night. So Stubby sat down next to her and started talking to her real low, so I couldn't hear what was being said. and my husband was still unconscious, and my son just sat frozen on the couch, unsure what to do, but taking everything in. I just hoped he wouldn't do something foolish. Anyway, it didn't take long for Bill to see what a sexpot Sarah was, and he made a beeline for her, sitting on the arm of her chair, forcing Stubby aside, where he immediately started putting his arm on her shoulder, which was almost bare because of the elasticized, peasant-style white top she was wearing, and he started caressing her bare shoulder. I could tell she was scared because she just sat there, kind of frozen. But her big fat nipples weren't frozen, and I could see them growing bigger from where I stood. I just hoped that Bill wouldn't notice. How foolish of me. Bill told me to go into the kitchen and prepare a meal for his men while they got to know my daughter better. Oh, God, I knew just what that meant. So I said, forget the meal. I know what you men really want, so why don't I take care of you and you can leave my daughter alone? A scheming gleam came into Bill's eye, but he said, sure, why not? Sarah can go in the kitchen with Jack and fix sandwiches for us while you start stripping and maybe do a little dance for me and Stubby here. I said, let's go upstairs. I don't want my son to see what I'm about to do. Hubby still being unconscious, and Bill said, no way. It's time your son learned what women are for. Their sole purpose in life is to please a man, to suck him and fuck him whenever and wherever he wants, and to clean his cock up afterwards. So let your son watch. Maybe he can pick up a few pointers. And you'd better do a good job, too, or else we'll get your daughter to satisfy us. Well, I knew what that meant. It meant that they were going to rape my Sarah. I wanted to protect her at all costs, so I agreed to his terms. But I didn't like it. Then Bill said to me, come over here. I want to see your big tits up close. So I reluctantly walked over to him, where he was sitting in the chair recently vacated by Sarah, and he took his hands and put them on my chest and started groping my big fat tits through the fabric of my shirtwaist house dress. Well, my husband has a low libido, and we don't have sex all that much, and he doesn't like my big fat tits anyway, so they never get played with. I had closed my eyes when Bill started mauling my tits, squeezing them through the fabric, finding my nipples and teasing them through my dress and bra, and he called Stubby over to come over so he could maul and squeeze my tits too. Then Bill told me to unbutton my blouse. He wanted to see my tits up close and personal, so I reluctantly started doing what he said. I was very embarrassed, doing this in front of my 14-year-old son and in front of these two rough strangers, too. But what could I do? My husband was still unconscious, and it was up to me to protect my family any way I could, even if it meant doing dirty, disgusting things, like letting them maul my tits. I kept my eyes downcast as I unbuttoned my house dress, and no sooner was I halfway done when Bill reached in and started fondling my tit flesh in person, touching my skin, reaching his fingers inside my bra so he could feel and play with my big fat nipples. He said, lose the bra, baby. And so I unhooked it from the front, and my big breasts spilled out. I was embarrassed to have tits this big, size double F cup, and then to have to show them to these men. One of the guys whistled. I think it was Stubby. I could see he was getting a bulge in his pants. I wanted to die of shame. Bill said, take it off. Take it all off. I want to see your bare, naked tits. And so I complied. What choice did I have? Stubby was openly rubbing his cock bulge now through his pants and just stared as Bill openly fondled me, cupping my big tits in his big hands, squeezing them, pinching my nipples, making them grow bigger against my will. Then he leaned over and took a nipple into his mouth. Mmm, that felt so fucking good. I closed my eyes, and there was a little hitch in my breath each time Bill flicked my nipple. Soon he put his mouth on my tit, sucking as much as he could while he mauled and fondled the part he couldn't get into his mouth. I started moaning. I couldn't help it. I was enjoying what he was doing to me. I could feel my cunt getting wet. If I had to fuck someone, I hope it was Bill, and that short, fat, dirty, ugly, stubby. Bill was kind of handsome, if you overlooked the big red scar on his cheek, his greasy hair, and the fact that he stunk from not bathing, or maybe not changing his underwear. But he was still the best of the lot, and I was enjoying his mouth and my tits. Then he stood up and told me to get down on my knees and show him how appreciative I was that he and his men were not raping my daughter. Oh, God! I knew what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to suck his cock. But I don't even suck my husband's cock. I don't like to do it. It's dirty and disgusting, and Lord only knows when the last time was these men had a bath. He asked, "What's your name?" And I said, "Betty." And he said, "No, it isn't. Your name is Sugar, because your tits are so sweet. In fact, I'm going to call you by your new name, Sugar Tits. Now, Sugar Tits, I want you to unzip my pants, reach your hand inside my shorts, and take my cock out. Then I want you to get real friendly with my cock. Get to know it. I call him Whopper. I want you to get to know Whopper. He's 9 inches of man meat, and you're going to open your mouth for Whopper and take him inside that nice, pretty mouth of yours, Sugar Tits. But first, I'm going to rub Whopper all over your pretty face. I just love seeing my big, fat cock laying on top of a woman's face, hanging over the edge of her face, laying on top of her nose and forehead and even beyond. I love seeing how small your face is compared to my Whopper. And I love thinking of shoving my Whopper inside your mouth and making you take him in, all the way inside your mouth and down your throat. I love seeing a woman choking on my Whopper, to cough and sputter and gag on it, knowing that my cock is the biggest cock she's ever had, and if you suck it real good, I promise not to hurt you when I fuck you with it." Oh my God, so many thoughts went through my head all at once. Like, I can't possibly take it down my throat. He will bust my cunt up. And dear Lord, I don't want his big cock anywhere near my daughter. Oh, and I have to do the best job I can of sucking his cock so he'll leave my daughter alone. And I hated my new name. So I screwed up my courage and I got down on my knees and I did what he said. I unzipped his pants and fished his cock out. It was so big and hard, it nearly poked my eye out when it was released from his confinement. And then I closed my eyes to blot everything out and stuck my tongue out and proceeded to lick up and down Bill's long shaft. Then Bill said, "Not good enough, Sugar Tits. You can do better than that, or do I have to get Sarah in here and have her suck my cock?" And so I upped my game and tongued his big fat tip, licking it all over and swirling my tongue around it. Then I sucked the head into my mouth. Crap! I was just about choking on it, and I'd only gotten it about an inch. Bill got tired of my pussy footing around, and he said, "Fuck, didn't anybody ever teach you how to suck a man's cock?" And I just shook my head, and then he put his big beefy hands on my head, and twined in my hair, and pulled my face towards his groin as he pushed his cock further into my mouth. I was gagging and choking on it, and Bill said, "That's it. Drool all over my big, fat, thick, hard cock, baby. Make it all nice and wet for when I shove my Whopper down your throat." And then he did just that. He got a firmer grip on my head and brought my face all the way up against his groin, and he fucked his cock down my throat. Mm-hmm. choking and gagging and drooling and spitting up, and I could hardly breathe. Bill just said, "I love it when I stick my whopper down a woman's throat, through that tight opening into her throat. That's the best feeling ever. Except for one other. Make that two others." He laughed like he was making a joke, and then he started fucking my mouth and throat as though it were my cunt. It was awfully quiet in the kitchen. I had no idea what was going on in there with my daughter and Jack, but I could see through the tears in my eyes that my son Phil was mesmerized by the situation. This was turning him on, and he was rubbing his cock through his pants. He always was a dirty boy, and I was always catching him playing with his family jewels. I'd never realized before how big his cock was, but of course, I had never seen it since I gave him baths as a little boy. Pretty soon he unzipped his pants so he could stick his hand down inside his boxers and rub his cock directly as Bill was fucking my face. Bill saw what Phil was doing and he said, "Does watching me fuck your mama's face turn you on, boy? Your mama's quite a woman. Do you like looking at her big fat tits? You ever had a blowjob, kid? You want one? No time like the present." And he told Phil to get his ass over here so he could fuck his mama's mouth with his hard cock. Bill pulled out. What a relief that was, so I could breathe again. But the relief was short-lived because my mouth was soon filled with my son's big, hard cock. I love my son's cock. It was nice and clean, and his pre-cum tasted slightly sweet. So I went to work and did a good job, giving my son the best blowjob I could. Licking his shaft, cupping his balls, licking his balls while I jacked his cock with my hand. Then taking his head into my mouth and gently sucking on it. Then putting my hands on his ass cheeks and pulling him in closer to my face. Letting him stick his cock inside my mouth and down my throat as far as he could. Oh.
My good little boy. Oh, Phil. Mm-hmm. You're doing good, baby. That's it. Fuck my mouth.
Fortunately, his cock was only about 6 inches, so I could take him in better than I could Bill's whopper. And after only a few strokes and sucks, Phil yelled out that he was going to come. And so Bill said, "Go ahead, come down the whore's throat, and be sure to make her swallow it." And so he did. I just realized that I just sucked off my son's cock and made him come down his mommy's throat. Oh, I was so ashamed of sucking off my son's cock, but I was conflicted because I kind of enjoyed it too. And I rationalized that I was still a good mommy because Bill forced me to do it. While I was blowing my son, Bill was watching and jacking his cock.
his big, huge 9-inch whopper. And as soon as Phil had finished coming, Bill told him to rub his wet, messy cock all over his mama's face, then make me clean it for him. Oh, God. The degradation of it all. And I had no sooner finished when Bill told me to lay down on the couch and spread my wings really wide because he and his whopper were coming in for a landing. Hubby was still unconscious, though I thought I detected some twitchy movements, like he might be coming around. And Bill still hadn't come yet. He'd been jacking his cock as my son fucked my mouth and said that sucking was okay, but he preferred to come deep inside a woman's cunt. Oh, God. I knew what that meant. I was going to get the shit fucked out of me. So I scooted down the couch and spread my legs like instructed by Bill. And he said, "More. Spread them wider, sugar tits." And then he took my hips in his big hands and reached his fingers over and spread my cunt lips apart and stuck his grubby face right in my gash and started licking. Oh, my God. I thought I died and went to heaven. Oh, oh, Bill's tongue felt so good, and it was licking my clit and my cunt. My husband never did that, and pretty soon I was coming all over Bill's face. He told my son, "Nothing makes a woman come quicker than a good licker, and it makes her slicker for when you fuck her." My son was certainly getting an education, that's for sure, but Bill was right. Then he took his big cock in his hand and aimed it for my cunt and plowed right in. And one big thrust. Ow! Oh! Oh! Oh, God, it hurt so much. I was glad that Bill had made me come for Caesar's entry. His cock was just too big for me to take. My hubby's cock was rather on the small and skinny side, and I hardly ever felt it when he fucked me. But Bill's cock... Well, there was no ignoring the whopper, so Bill fucked his cock in and out of my fuck hole and told my son to watch. He was Jackie's cock anyway, and Bill told him, "When you get ready to come, I want you to come all over your mama's big fat tits." Well, that set Phil off, and the next thing I knew, my tits were covered with Phil's spunk. There was so much of it, and he'd already just come in my mouth, too. Well, watching my son shoot jizz all over my tits really set Bill off, and he started fucking me harder and faster, and he put his big hands underneath my hips, lifting them up, holding them still while he fucked his cock deep into me. It was so far inside me. Oh, he kept banging on my cervix, and my cunt lips were all stretched out around his big fat cock. I wished that he would hurry up and come because I didn't know how much more of his pounding that I could take when he said, "Phil, go splash some cold water on your daddy. I want him to see his wife get fucked by a real man with a big whopper of a cock." And my son obeyed him. He never obeyed his father, the little bastard, but he was sure obeying Bill. And he went over and poured cold water on his daddy's face, who sputtered and moaned and said, "What the hell is going on in here?" And Bill said, "You're just in time to see me come deep inside your wife's cunt. I'm going to impregnate her with my baby batter." And then Bill said to me, "Grab my balls, sugar tits. Milk my balls, baby," as he proceeded to shoot his load deep inside me. Well, the whole situation really set me off, too. My son and my husband watching, and Bill shooting his load deep inside me, right up into my womb. Then I started coming as well. Fuck me, Bill. Fuck my gash with your big, fat whopper, and make me come. I want to feel you shoot your load inside me, Bill. I want to feel you coming deep inside my fuckhole. And it was a really good come, too. Lots of pulsing spasms. Oh, yeah. Oh. In fact, it was the best come I'd had in years. I was just coming down off my high when all of a sudden I heard her daughter scream in the kitchen. Oh, my God, I'd forgotten about Jack.